For worship.
Are working together this morning. Great. It's crowded up here this morning, isn't it? But isn't it crowded because it's beautiful? The candles and everything, it's real nice to see. Do you know what the word anticipation means? Kinda, sorta? Well, I'll tell you what, anticipation is what I'm doing right now. I'm anticipating Christmas coming. You know why? Because I get gifts. Do you get gifts at Christmas? Is there anything that you really, really would like this year? Well, I'm not sure what I would like this year. Well, I have something in mind, but I'm not going to share it. But you know what? Every year I think, man, I would really, really like to have something. And a lot of times I get it. Sometimes I just get gifts that people think that I really need. So I brought some gifts along that I've gotten at times. What's that? It's a spotlight. Doesn't look like it's doing much right now. There's no spot in my light. Well, I really, really wanted a spotlight because I love to go out and spot deer. You ever go spotting deer? Yeah, you have. When do you usually go out? What do you want to see? Do you want to see deer with big antlers? Or just deer? raccoons and possums and all kinds of things. Well, I usually like to see deer, and I usually wait until there's, you know, the buck or have their big antlers and everything. So I got this for Christmas one year, and then, well, till the next year when Christmas or when buck season came around and the deer started to get antlers, I wanted to use it. Well, this has a special little USB port charger now, and I lost the charger, the cord to go into it. So, well, this didn't work so good. It was a nice gift, but I didn't use it much. What are these? Earphones, yeah. You guys all know that I have a hearing problem. I mean, you've seen my hearing aids. Well, these are to help me. If I put these on and Cindy and I are watching TV together, she can keep the sound at whatever level she wants, but I can adjust the sound in these that I can hear. So that was a really good gift. There was only one problem. My TV needed to be Bluetooth compatible. Because these don't have a cord in them. And I don't have a Bluetooth compatible TV. So that was about 2 years ago, and I have not found it in my blood yet to go and purchase a brand new TV, because the other one's pretty good. So Cindy and I sit and we watch TV now with all the little caption, closed caption lines coming up, which is kind of nice, but at times the closed caption comes up in the places where you actually want to see with the picture of what's going on with the TV. So that was a good gift too, but it just didn't work out so good. Ah, there's one. What is it? Yeah, this is a remote, a universal remote. Down in my basement, years ago, we did some remodeling and we made it in a, you know what they call a man cave? It's kind of just like a dad type of area. Well, it has a lot of sports stuff from when myself and my boys and Cindy were in college and high school and that type of things, and I must admit it has some Chicago Bears stuff down there too, and Baltimore Orioles things. So I have a TV on the wall, and then I have a DVD player underneath, and then I have a stereo system, and then I have, when Andy was still living with us, he had a game box type of thing there. So we had four remotes laying across the thing. So someone got this bright idea. Probably Tony needs a remote that's universal, that takes care of everything. So we got one of those. And for the life of me, I'm not smart enough to be able to program everything in. So this controls VCR, DVR, cable, satellite, game, auxiliary tuner, TV, CD, portable, network, USB, movies, TV, probably my telephone, music, games, stereo. I mean, it controls everything. So now I have my universal remote there, but it's lined up with my other four remotes, and I still use them all. That was a good gift. And I really, really liked all these things when I got them. Another gift I brought along. What's that? That's the Bible. This is my Bible that Cindy got me. I was just reading inscription. Cindy got me Christmas of 1998. That's 21 years ago. And I had one before that, but this one was one of the newer versions. It's an NIV and had a lot of study things in and that type of thing. And I kind of really, really wanted this. I anticipated getting one for myself. But Cindy got this for me at Christmas that year, 21 years ago. And since then, this Bible has been a lot of places with me. It's been up at Camp Bader a bunch of time for some youth groups. It's been to a lot of Sunday schools, that classes that I think I might have had it in there with you guys. When I've read things up here in front of the congregation, I've marked them down. You see, I have some post-it notes in here. And you know what? For 21 years, this has been a very close companion to me. And of all the Christmas gifts I ever got, this one is one that I keep going back to. It never wears out. It's always fresh. And there's always something I can find in it that's important for the day. So as we anticipate, one of the verses that's in here that today, or the verse that we're going to be dealing with, is anticipating Jesus coming. And we already had Jesus. We anticipate right now his birthday. We celebrate his birthday every year, but we also anticipate that someday it'll be another time when we'll all spend time with Jesus. And it might not be tomorrow, it might not be 2 weeks, it might not be for a month, a year, a few years, might not be in my lifetime, but we all anticipate that next coming of Jesus when we'll all be together and we'll all be walking the streets together. And that's really, really a nice thing to anticipate. It's a wonderful thing to anticipate. I anticipated all these gifts that now don't mean anything to me. This was a very, very important and wonderful gift to me, and this keeps me in my anticipatory mindset looking for Jesus to come again. Will you pray with me? God, we're so excited to celebrate a birthday here in another 10 days. But God, we're also looking forward to a time when, whether it be a birthday or however you want to bring your son to us again, that we are able to celebrate, we are able to all be together, no matter what stage in life we are, and we're able to walk through the streets of Zion together again. God, we ask that you be with everybody during this Christmas season, whether you have a lot, whether you have not so much. We ask that you help people to pull from their hearts to share with those who have less than what the rest of us do. And God, just ask that you make this a very wonderful and meaningful Christmas season. In God's name we pray. Amen.
You hearing from the prophet Isaiah in this couple two-part series in Advent, if you will, comes from the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. Listen to the word of the Lord.
This is what Isaiah, son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all nations will stream to it. Many peoples will come and say, "Let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths." The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nations will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Wow, that's beautiful. Have you said that recently? Maybe a couple times this morning, huh? This week at all, have you said that? Wow, that's beautiful. We were just talking about that this morning. Even though I couldn't see, my brother, Kason, my nephew, and I were riding down the country road, and the sun was out, right? The moon was out. It was great. And you can feel a difference, can't you, friends? Have you taken time to just step back and look at the signs of beauty around you? When's the last time? I guarantee, friends, they are there. And they aren't just visual, are they? They're in so many things. Trouble is, we're so in a hurry, we fail to see or experience those moments and those signposts. And in this season of waiting, of preparing, of Advent, isn't it an awesome time to step back, take a look, take a listen, and truly know our Lord's there? The signposts of beauty he's given are everywhere. Let me ask you, what's the most beautiful thing you've experienced this week? Think about that to yourself. I went to two programs. Very blessed. Three actually back to back. But two stand out. One was the Pentatonics Christmas concert on Thursday at the Giant Center in Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Pentatonics, for those that do not know, are an a cappella five-person group. They are amazing. What a worship experience. And then the next day, my mother and stepfather treated Ben and I to a concert in Hershey as well, of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. How many have heard of them? What a blessing that was. I feel truly spoiled these last couple days. Music, beauty at its finest. There are so many signs of beauty that are tear-jerking and wonderful. Maybe something beautiful for you, you've heard. Something beautiful, music at church or on the radio. Maybe you sing in the shower. Maybe it's something in the world of nature. The sun breaking through the mists, the luminous moon lighting the dark of evening, the freshness of the winter chill, the curl of a squirrel's tail as they nibble a nut, the sturdiness of the trees as you drive here in the southern York County countryside. It may be something you smelled, the scent of a flower at home, the smell of a good meal cooking when you're very hungry. It might be something you taste, an awesome drink, a special cheese, something delicious, well-seasoned, tender. Maybe something you experienced in work. Things suddenly coming together, an unexpected new opportunity. Maybe it's school for you kids or with parents. Maybe it's all kinds of things like coming together as a family. And it might be something you experienced in human relationships, a quiet, gentle glance from someone you love dearly, perhaps the squeeze of a child's hand. Friends, our ordinary experiences of beauty are given to us to provide a clue, a starting point, a signpost from which we can be transported to the extraordinary, and they're there for us to recognize, to glimpse, to be overwhelmed by, to adore, and so to worship, not just the majesty, but the beauty of God Himself. You know, I see the beauty all around this congregation. From meals and conversations with different people, to talents, gifts, and abilities people have, to the tireless efforts, work, and willingness many have to make Black Rock come alive. I wish you had been in the Sunday school this morning when youth and adults were discussing different parts of the Christmas Eve service. I wish we could be at, all of you could be at choir practices. I wish you could be at Bible studies. I wish we all could be with each other and hear the ideas and gifts flow. There's seen and unseen gifts all around this place. And in Isaiah's time, he saw a vision, a holy mountain of the Lord being built in a time when people were fighting, hateful and destructive. He saw a mountain of the Lord being built when there was mass confusion, when the very question of, is there a God, may have been as utterly ridiculous as it could possibly be. And where people were continuously starving and thirsting for something more. And he saw that holy mountain rising at the very center of things, standing over everything, blotting out problems, bringing comfort and lighting peace to the world around it. Okay, it might not have been the most popular mountain, right? It might not have been the highest mountain physically, but you notice in the passage it says the highest mountain. That means, folks, spiritually. It was tall and nobody could take it down. Well, dear friends, that mountain, that temple Isaiah sees is up to who to build today? It's up to us. We are a part. So are you? Are you a part of the mountain of the Lord today in the temple? The times are no different. The chill of isolation, injustice, and unfairness reigns, and it seems to be ruled by hatred of all kinds. And people are many times left wondering, what's next? Where do I go? What do I do? And yet, here's the holy mountain, which stands tall enough for all to see, and at the very top is the light of Jesus for all who really want to see it. That's the best signpost of beauty all the way around. Isn't it, friends? Now, this message from Isaiah begins with the prophet relating to the last days, the days of the coming Messiah, when his kingdom should be set up in the world. In the last days of the earthly Jerusalem, just because of the destruction of it, this heavenly Jerusalem should be erected, Isaiah says. So what's the mountain? It's the church. Christianity in general today. In that mountain, God will grant his presence, receive people's praise, and grant instructions and blessing, Isaiah says, as it was of old in the temple of Mount Zion. We heard about that in our children's story. The gospel church in Isaiah's time, with the promise of Christ on the horizon, it shall be the spiritual seed of Abraham. Translation, all people, all nations, all Christians will come together and the Lord will be honored and glorified. And it's also promised Jesus will be openly preached and professed. And people shall be prepared so they will see Jesus at the top, middle, and bottom parts of the mountain in the views of all who hear him. That's why the city eventually will be a band of disciples where the light of Jesus will never be hidden and dimmed. So says Jesus in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16.
You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father.
So again, I ask you, are we a part? Are we building that mountain today, my friends? Are we bringing Isaiah's vision to life, where everyone comes together, where peace reigns, where Jesus is lived, and where light never goes out? When people see the church today, what do they see? Do they see something beautiful or something awful? A people lovable or a people critical? More importantly, are they seeing a place they simply want to be? A place they could take or leave? And even deeper, are they knowing there's a promise through us of a greater hope in the coming Messiah to bring holiness and happiness forever? Or are we dimming the light and somehow turning people away or ignoring them? Are we a part of building the temple, the mountain of the Lord, dear friends, or are we a part of tearing it down? As we continue in Advent, winding our way towards Christmastide, an awesome celebration, looking forward to something better, there's no better place to start than looking at ourselves. Are we the kind of people who take things in stride? I thought about, for those of you that may have taken it, thought about making us take the Myers-Briggs test today, but you know, we would have been here for 3 hours, and we won't do that. But it's a self-evaluation test. But a chance for us to take a look at ourselves. Do we bring peace to a room? Do you spread kindness and compassion to those you meet? Or are we the kind of people who get angry at every little thing, complaining constantly? The kind of people whose company others prefer to avoid, who enter a room and the mood instantly turns tense, anxious, or hostile? Don't say it's never happened to you. Friends, it's no small question. Because not only are we either building the mountain up or tearing it down by those actions, but we're turning the light of Jesus on or off in our world for others to see or not. And if we continue to say our world is one where injustice and violence and oppression and suffering thrive, at this time of the year, when we look forward to something better, we have to ask ourselves, are we contributing to that suffering, to all those realities? Or are we contributing to the peace God provides and brings through the eternal promise of Jesus Christ? Are we a part of building the mountain of the Lord or tearing it down? So, for Christians, Jesus, dear friends, is the reality to help us in the ups and the downs of not only this season, but life altogether. The promise Isaiah brings to the Israelites is there. He saw God's justice and peace as light, which brings life to the pagan or atheist nations. But he didn't just see that light as something to think or dream about. Oh, that's nice. Not really having a time for its arrival. No. Instead, Isaiah believed to the extent they could, the Jewish people should become living light. Can we say that? Living light, where the nations would be attracted to that light and come streaming, running, eager to learn ways of God and hear the word of the Lord held in the promise of the coming Messiah. And so he urges the people of Israel and Judah to walk in the light of the Lord every moment, every day, turning terrible tools into peaceful pleasures and turning harsh hate into lavish love. And that has as much to do with, as I said before, the kind of people we choose to be. Their frame, our attitude, our mindset, our quality of spirit, the attitude of our hearts to begin with, and that will impact the way we act and the way others will be affected. Such is the case for the church today. Are we a part of bringing hope where people need something better to look forward to? Are we a part of a peace where everyone will get along and violence and hatred, at least on our watch, will just go away? Next week, will you agree with everyone? No, probably not. Next week, will you do your best to work with everyone, even if you disagree? How about the love which radiates? Are you a part of that? Modeling everyone is a valuable part of the kingdom. Are you telling everyone they belong? Are you inviting people to church? Are you inviting people to your home? Are you inviting people out for, even if not a meal, maybe coffee? Are you telling your kids about Jesus? Are you listening to your kids when they tell you about the problems they're having? Are we a part? And the joy, are we a part of that joy? Jesus is coming and his spirit is formed in that promise, Emmanuel, which means, of course, what? God with us. Are those truly virtues we feel and practice? Are we a part? Just like Tony said in his children's story, something awesome is around the next bend. We don't know when, but it's coming. So at BlackRock, we have two rules on staff. If you visit our offices or have interactions with Jody or myself in other places, our two rules. No, it's not breaking out the staff staples, which those of you that may not know, they are two things. They are the trash can and the box of tissues, because we all have allergies. No, the first rule is, we are going to do God's work and do it to the very best of our ability. And the second rule is, we're gonna have fun doing it. The work of church life can be so grinding and exhausting, some would say. But you know, yes, there's lots of details to take care of. But I have to tell you, less than 2 years of being your pastor, it's a joy. Okay, maybe it's not answerable all the time. Maybe not everything I can take care of right away. And we all make mistakes. But you all have shown an abundant care, not so much just for me and my family, but for the Lord. And I see Jesus growing and lighting up this place like never before. And I pray that's not just here, but out in that world we have to minister to. Because who's ministers in the Church of the Brethren? All of us. That's where we need to take Jesus. Not only should we do it as ministers, but we should have fun doing it out in the world, because there's nothing better now or in the future. There's nothing better to celebrate. There's no greater love, peace, joy, and hope for the world. It's, as I said before, the greatest signpost of beauty we can ever receive or hold on to ourselves and offer to others. How awesome, how exciting. Are we a part of that excitement and light or not? It's as simple as that. So, as we draw toward our close, let me ask you this again. Are we each doing our part? Are we praying for Christ to come again? Are we sharing the hope, the love, the peace, and joy of a tiny child soon coming will in fact change the world?
Soon a tiny child will come, as prophets have foretold. A tiny babe whose humble birth will warm the winter cold. He will warm the winter cold. Soon a tiny child will come, God's promise to fulfill, to live among us here on earth and do his Father's will. He will do his Father's will. But will we know him when he comes, this little tiny king? Will our hearts and minds be open to the joy he brings? Soon a tiny child will come. Prepare to let him in, for he alone can make us whole and free the world from sin. He will free the world from sin. And now the world awaits the news. We know the time is near. Soon a star will light the winter sky to show he is here. Soon a tiny child will come, a gift from God above, to teach us all to live in peace and fill our lives with love. He will teach us how to love.
So friends, share the hope of Jesus. Share his peace. Share his love. Share. There's nothing better, nothing more beautiful, nothing else which brings such blessing. Like Isaiah's vision, as a brethren hymn by Stephen Engel says, let's see a new world coming where everyone is free and all will be God's people in justice, love, and peace. What a promise. Dear friends, let's each be a part of that promise today and always. So it becomes not just a perfect promise, but an awesome reality. Let's build that mountain, not tear it down. Like that night long ago in Bethlehem, let's join the angels' song, giving glory to God throughout this whole wide, weary world. To God be the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand if you're able and join in our closing hymn? It came upon a midnight clear. We'll do the first, the third, and the last verse.